Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Boosting Oxytocin Naturally by Fiona Hardy. This episode is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Fiona Hardy unpacks the power of oxytocin and gives easy ways to boost it naturally. That's what's failing in love really amounted to. Your brain on drugs. Adrenaline and dopamine. Oxytocin and serotonin. Chemical insanity. Celebrated by poets. This quote by Tess Gerritsen, American novelist and physician, aptly states that love is a hormonal response and not merely a random feeling. This hormonal response therefore requires stimuli, which can, in fact, take several different forms. Essentially, that wonderful feeling can be intentionally induced. Oxytocin. Before we discuss how you can create this feeling, let's discuss the chemical responsible for it, oxytocin. Oxytocin is affectionately known as the love hormone. This hormone, together with others, dopamine and serotonin, is produced in various areas of the brain, one of which is the hypothalamus. It's released during childbirth, which is responsible for the bonding between a mother and their newborn. Your body produces oxytocin when you are in love, surrounded by people you adore, doing what makes you happy, singing, hugging, exercise, the list goes on. Benefits of oxytocin release. Besides the obvious, the benefits of oxytocin release are greater than many of us know. For starters, the positive mood which arises can improve brain function, digestion, and the immune system. This is because when you are in a stressful state, your body produces excess amounts of adrenaline and cortisol, which eventually lead to burnout, as well as mental and physical exhaustion. However, when you are in a happier mood, the body directs its energy to more important areas, such as the brain. Inevitably, your body functions more optimally. Without it, the reverse, and in some cases, depression. How to produce oxytocin more regularly? The first option is indeed being around those you love and those who love you back, and regularly engaging in these encounters, but often, this isn't enough. Another option is the act of self-love through exercising, deep breathing, and singing. When you engage in activities that are purely for your own benefit, your mind becomes focused and you are pulled away from negativity. Increasing blood circulation or slowing down your heart rate while deep breathing results in tension being released and you naturally feel more at ease, which in turn leads to the production of oxytocin. Harvard studies have shown higher levels of oxytocin in those who exercise. Moreover, the same studies found music can increase oxytocin levels as well. Participating in activities that you specifically love can undeniably increase oxytocin levels, which will not only leave you feeling better, but will invariably improve the health of your body and thus your life. Acts of kindness also work. Doing something nice for others, even small gestures, can trigger oxytocin release. Spending time with animals. Interacting with pets, especially dogs, can increase oxytocin levels. Foods that may support oxytocin. Magnesium-rich foods. Magnesium plays a role in the function of oxytocin receptors. A good source includes spinach, avocados, and dark chocolate. Vitamin D. Vitamin D may support oxytocin production, and wild-caught salmon is a good source. Vitamin C. Vitamin C is an essential cofactor for oxytocin synthesis. Healthy fats. Omega-3 fatty acids found in foods like salmon can support overall brain health. Other foods. Eggs, bananas, nuts, beans, and legumes may also contribute to oxytocin production.